Hi, everyone, and welcome to Golden Goose earnings presentation, first quarter 2023. So, as you know, 2023 is all about building on the incredible successes we achieved in 2022, and we are continuing to amplify awareness of the Golden Goose brand globally. We enter this year, I have to say, stronger, more determined, and more ambitious than ever, with the support of our incredible community. Indeed, we have had an excellent start for 2023, and we are confident for the year ahead. We are continuing to pursue a strategy focused on developing our brand through continued investment to enhance the consumer omnichannel experience and consistent expansion of the retail channel. We have a compelling pipeline to heighten global brand awareness, including new stores opening, brand campaigns, and product launches. In the first quarter, the group generated revenues of €133 million, an increase of 20% over last year. Profitability continues to be excellent. We achieved an adjusted EBITDA of €46 million with a margin of 34%. Backed by these pleasing results, we are more than happy to continue to invest, innovate, and expand to achieve sustainable growth that will inspire our community for years to come. Now, as always, I leave the stage to Paolo, who will walk you through details of our first quarter results. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Silvio. I'm on page 4. Let me quickly introduce the key figures for the first quarter 23, which we will then discuss in detail in the following slide. 20% is the quarterly revenue growth, with a consolidation of the shift in mix towards the DTC channel, which now represents 67% of total revenues on a quarterly basis and 71% on a LTM basis. A significant increase in profitability with an EBITDA margin exceeding 34%, 100 basis points over last year's same period. A free cash flow of €11 million in 3 months and €54 million on a LTM basis after servicing debt and taxes, a financial leverage reduced below 3.0 and €109 million in cash, notwithstanding the impact of the acquisition of Italian Fashion Team in terms of cost for M&A and net working capital, one of the impacts that we will see later. The first quarter turnover performance confirms the strong brand momentum with sales growth of 20% or €22.3 million, with positive performances across all geographies and channels. This result is thanks to a comparable DTC growth of 25% and an almost flat B2B channel. But the most important thing is that we continue to grow without diluting the margin, with an EBITDA margin that increases by 100 basis points, reaching 34.3%. Thanks to Q1 23 results, the LTM EBITDA margin is equal to 33.7% from the 33.4% at 2022 year-end. Speaking about geographies, Q1 in America grew by 17%, equal to €8 million. Mainly thanks to DTC channel, which contributes for €6 million, with a comparable growth of 6%, and also thanks to the effect of 2022 new openings, while the other €2 million come from the wholesale business. Considering the slowdown in growth that all major luxury brands experienced in this first quarter, the result confirms the strength of the brand in the American market. The near region's performance in Q1 was extraordinary, with a revenue increase of €8.5 million, equivalent to a plus 20%. This was mainly due to the DTC channel, which accounted a comparable growth slightly below 60%, 6-0. Finally, we are witnessing the recovery of the APAC region, which grew by 23% in Q1, equivalent to €5 million, with a strong performance in all geographies and all channels. DTC like-for-like growth in that area is equal to 21%. The current trading of Q2 standalone is in line with the results of the first quarter, with a positive mid-single-digit growth in America, consistent with the macroeconomic situation. EMEA and APAC are close, respectively, to plus 30%, 3-0, and 50%, 5-0. That being said, on a year-to-date basis, we are confirming the overall growth of 20% as of today. We have already mentioned the channels when talking about geographies, but let's take a closer look. Retail is the channel that grows the most even in Q1 23, with an increase of 19 million equivalent to a plus 40%. 18 million, 1/8, come from monobrand stores, duty-free outlet, and 1 million is generated by the concession business. On LTM basis, growth is equal to 48%. Digital is growing 6% in Q1, with an increase of 1.3 million euros. The deceleration in digital summit growth is primarily due to the third-party platform, which, as confirmed by their recent quarterly reports, are the ones affected the most by the return to brick-and-mortar consumption. On the contrary, direct digital is growing by 29%, confirming that when you can combine the in-store and online experience, the performance remains very, very positive. All in all, the channel growth on LTM basis is equal to a plus 32%. Consistently with our strategy of converting key wholesale customers to DTC and focusing on distribution quality, wholesale channel is almost flat as compared to same period last year. In terms of guidance, for the same reason stated above, we expect a slightly negative wholesale channel in the second half of the year. Let's now talk about margins, all of which are growing more than proportionally to the revenue growth. The net margin, which is the difference between sales and cost of goods sold, stands at 70.7%. The shift to DTC is the main reason, but it should be noted that even with the same mix, the gross margin has been resilient despite the strong inflationary pressure, thanks to a more favorable product and product mix, and a strict no-discount policy, which keeps preserved the high value of our brand. Part of this higher net margin was partially absorbed by the higher costs generated by DTC channels, such as selling distribution and G&A. Nevertheless, EBITDA margin continued to be healthy, at 34.3%, almost 100 basis points over last year, while the EBIT margin rose by 180 basis points to 23.3% thanks to operating leverage effect. Net working capital has to be properly commented, as it should be normalized from the extraordinary component arising from the consolidation of Italian Fashion Team from January 23. The normalized net working capital is equal to 27 million, standing at 5% on LTM revenues. Compared to 2022 closure, inventory remains unchanged at 20% of turnover. Accounts receivable decreased from 7 to 6%, while payable from 26 to 21% due to a seasonality effect in purchases, having payment terms remained unchanged. In addition, there's a one-off impact of about 20.4 million from the acquisition and subsequent consolidation of Italian Fashion Team. As you can see in more detail on page 15, the 31.7 million in payables versus Italian Fashion Team that existed at the end of 2022 are now alleviated by the full consolidation of the company and replaced with 11.2 million in payable that Italian Fashion Team has towards third-party suppliers. This effect has one-off impact of about 20 million net working capital and was widely expected when we made the deal. We indirectly included this effect in the guidance we provided in previous calls. Guidance that sees a net working capital weight in the region of 10% in the coming months, with a natural fluctuation typical of the industry. We invested 3.6 million euros, of which 2.2 in retail, 0.3 million was in technology and digital, and 1.1 in office facility, mainly related to the new headquarters in Venice. We remain consistent with our historical incidence of 6-7% on turnover, that still represents our guidance. Speaking about cash flow, even in Q1 23, consistently with the past performances, the operating cash production was extraordinary. In the first 3 months of 2023, we produced 28.1 million of adjusted operating cash flow and 11.3 million of adjusted free cash flow. Cash conversion remains very high at 80% on an LTM basis, with an adjusted cash flow of 141 million. Thanks to the operating cash generated, we have almost totally offset the extraordinary M&A impact, absorbing only 7 million euros of cash, which, by the way, has been already fully recovered at the end of April. As a result, the net leverage ratio decreased from 3.0 to 2.9 from December 2022 to March 2023. We now leave the floor to your question. Thank you very much to you all.
We currently have no questions registered. Therefore, this will conclude today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.